At Dreamforce 2017, we told you a lot about what you can do with Einstein, IoT, and Lightning. And many of you have gone through the awesome Lightning consultations to learn how to transition your org to Lightning experience. In case you were not able to get hands-on with those experts, this blog walks you through steps to update your existing Visual Force pages to run in Lightning experience. What needs to change so your Visual Force code runs in Lightning experience? The goal of the Visual Force report is to highlight key things in your Visual Force pages that either aren't supported in Lightning experience or can break things for the user. There are common things Visual Force developers have done in the past that may not work once Visual Force is being displayed within a page rendered by Lightning components. These include things like iframes, directly linking to pages using record IDs, and usage of the Force.1 library. Running the Lightning Experience Visual Force report. The Visual Force report is a hidden gem in the Lightning Experience Readiness Report. You access the report by running the Lightning Readiness Report. To run the Lightning Experience Readiness Report, first go to the Setup menu and go through the Lightning Experience Migration Assistant. Click the Check Readiness tab, and then click Check Readiness. Then, click Allow, Sales Cloud, Check Readiness, and close the window. You will receive two emails. The second one will contain the Visual Force Readiness Report. If you accidentally deleted that email, don't worry. All of your previously run reports can be found in the Files tab of your org. Updating your Visual Force code. The report provides you with lots of information on the first few pages. The report is constantly evolving, so it's always good to read the whole thing, even if it's your 10,000th run of the report. Keep in mind that the report evaluates only pages that have been accessed in the past 90 days. It only provides information about what is commonly used. If you have a page that's only run during a specific time of year, it can have issues and not display it in the report. Here are the two of the most common problems you will find when transitioning your Visual Force pages to Lightning experience. Error 1, show header. You can see here that the report is pretty self-explanatory. This particular Visual Force page needs just a bit of editing. We have a few options. We can leave the page as is. And when you're in Lightning experience, you can still see the header, but in Classic the page behaves as expected. Your other option is to look at a wider use case and determine if show header needs to be false, and just remove it from your Visual Force page. With just that bit of quick thought, you can now move on. Your page is ready for Lightning experience. Error 2, window. This issue is a bit trickier. Instead of using window, you can potentially replace the functionality with something from the Lightning Components Developer Guide. Often, we use Window to let us navigate, so a potential option is to use Force Navigate Tool instead. Your solution is dependent on your problem, so be sure to test and don't be afraid to do a greater refactor. What comes next? Run the readiness report again. We are constantly updating and improving the readiness check to make your migration as seamless and successful as possible. It's recommended that you run the report at least once every release to make sure you're up to date. Also, check out our Trailhead module Visual Force and Lightning experience for even more tips and tricks. Heather Dijkstra, Developer Evangelist, Salesforce. At Slytherin, Chica. Josh Burke, Developer Evangelist, Salesforce. At Josh Burke. Related links. Release notes describing the Visual Force Readiness Report. https://releasenotes.docs.salesforce.com/ena/winter18/release-notes/rn_vf_readiness_report.htm. Documentation, kick off the Lightning Experience Readiness Check. https://help.salesforce.com/article-view?market=lex_readiness_check_kick_off.htm and type equals 0. Documentation, review and act on the Lightning Experience Readiness Report. https://help.salesforce.com/article-view?market=lex_readiness_check_report_rollout_strategy.htm and type equals 5. Lightning Components Developer Guide. https://developer.salesforce.com/docs/atlas.ns.lightning.meta/lightning/intro_framework.htm. There is a Trailhead module for that. https://trailhead.salesforce.com/n/modules/lex_dev_visual_force/units/lex_dev_visual_force_intro. And a super badge. https://trailhead.salesforce.com/n/super_badges/super_badge_lex_rollout.